Hello, I'm here with filmmaker, writer and broadcaster John Bridcutt in Britain's home county of Suffolk. In fact, we're standing in Snape Maltings. John, you're one of the world experts on Britain now, but I wanted to ask, can you remember when you first encountered Britain's music?
Yes, it was when I was at school. I sang as part of the school choir in As Dew in April, which is one of the movements of A Ceremony of Carols. That was when I was a treble. And I also sang his setting of Psalm 150. And then various things during my school days, I grew to like the music. But I suppose the real moment of sort of excitement in a big way was going to hear Peter Grimes at the Royal Opera House, where I stood to hear this amazing piece. And that was after I'd left school. And so I was had got more used to Britain by then.
Mm. And Peter Grimes, you mentioned, is one of the pieces that is most connected to this landscape. I wanted to ask, Britain seems to be a composer who is more connected to place, and particularly Suffolk, than many others, perhaps. What do you think you can hear of the landscape? How has it influenced his music?
Well, if you go on the beach at Aldeburgh, then for anybody who's not been to the beach at Aldeburgh, it is a very distinctive one. If you ever saw a picture of it, you'd always know where it was, because it's very steeply shelving pebbles, and the houses almost sort of toppling into the sea. And the landscape there is the moods of the waves and the clouds are constantly shifting. And if you go and sit on the beach with a pair of headphones listening to the four sea interludes from Peter Grimes, you absolutely get it. That's a perfect illustration. You can even hear the noise of the sucking of the water as the waves have come in, and then they drain back into the ocean, and you can hear that noise in the music of the sea interludes. And it is a fantastic illustration of Britain's home environment. And he made a particular point of trying to capture the place of his roots. I wouldn't call a local composer, because he had a very sort of big worldview, both politically and musically, he wasn't a narrow British composer, but he did have a very strong sense of place. And indeed, Peter Grimes itself is set in Aldeburgh. That's where the action actually happens. And so that happens with one or two of his other operas as well.
Mm. And I believe he sang in a choir that was conducted by Britain. Can you tell us a bit about what he was like to work with?
Yes, I sang in a recording that he made of Elgar's oratorio, The Dream of Gerontius. And he was a very... I could remember everything that he said, but, you know, you're so busy making sure you get the notes right that you don't necessarily record all that in your head. But he was a very demanding conductor, but kind about it. You know, he wasn't rude to us in the choir at all, but he expected the highest standards, and he was a very, very intense. He sort of hunched rather over his music stand, and his beat was incredibly clear and precise, but almost quivering with a sort of nervous intensity.
And for people who perhaps haven't come across much of Britain's music before listening to Radio 3 this weekend, where would you suggest they start to sort of get into it?
Well, if you really want to know the secret of Britain's music, I mean, I would suggest the Serenade for Tenor, Horn and Strings, because that is a piece which is about evening and night, and it's an incredibly atmospheric setting of English poetry, different poems, with the string orchestra and the horn and a beautiful tenor line over the top. That is the sort of, to my mind, the best place to start. But the four sea interludes from Peter Grimes, also very exciting. That's just orchestral, and you get something that's incredibly placid, you get very joyful music, and you get the fierce storm interlude with which it ends, that compilation of four sea interludes. And it's absolutely gripping.
John Bridcutt, thank you very much.